Welcome to another special edition of Mouse Chat. This is just a short 10-minute wrap-up show to finish my tour of Disney's California Adventure. So on this show, I'll be exploring Flynn's Arcade and Electronica from the movie Tron at Disney's California Adventure. I will also be posting at least two additional shows live from Disneyland's Magic Kingdom. So if you want to go on the rides, join me on those shows. We'll be riding Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Peter Pan, The Haunted Mansion, taken over by Jack Skellington and his friends, It's a Small World during the holidays, and so many more. So join me on those shows and enjoy Tron's Electronica and Flynn's Arcade. Now they have a Tron machine. Looks like it's a little hard to play because everybody's taking their photo in front of it. We'll play some games in here and then I'll head out. Okay, we're going to head on out to Electronica. Okay, I just got out of Flynn's Arcade. I'm in the back lot, which is similar to like a Disney Hollywood Studios back lot area at California Adventure. And they've turned it into a Tron type set. They've got projections, like 3D computer projections on all the buildings. They have unbelievable surround sound coming from all the different buildings. And this is all outside in the backlot area. They've got all kinds of lighting setups and rigs, but it's raining, so the majority of the lighting setups aren't on, but the projections on all the buildings are on, which is projecting that kind of glowing white and blue images on all the buildings. They have the light cycles projected on the buildings too. It's very well done. I'll try to get back here tomorrow night, and hopefully it won't be raining. Record a little bit of the Tron soundtrack for you while I'm walking around out here. Okay, I just took a trip on the Mark 7 monorail, which is the newer monorail system than at Walt Disney World. The monorail, you can pick it up at Downtown Disney. Then it takes you over to Disneyland, to Tomorrowland, over close to, kind of close to Space Mountain. And you can get off there, or you can stay on, and it takes you back to Downtown Disney. So it's more of a ride than transportation. And you also have to have a ticket and a hand stamp to get on and get off the monorail. A couple other things about California Adventure. It's very nice at night. All the lights on the boardwalk are really pretty. The giant Ferris wheel with all the lights is really cool, as well as California Scream on the roller coaster. Tonight, everything is canceled because of the weather. Everything's open till midnight at Disneyland, and everything is open till 10 o'clock at night here at California Adventure.
In just 15 minutes, Disney California Adventure will present an amazing symphony of water, music, color,
so
and
in
magic
15
on
minutes,
Paradise Bay.
We'll have World of Color.
Please realize that guests standing near the water will get wet. Once again, World of Color will begin in just 15 minutes. Thank you.
So everything's been canceled tonight except for World of Color. The rain has just let up a little bit for the first time all day. The crowd is pretty light, so I'm not really sure if I needed my fast pass. And I'll let you know how World of Color is. For California Adventure, I would say if you're going to go when it's raining, there's a lot of things that are outside. Your indoor things are the Aladdin stage show, the Muppet 3D, the Muppet Vision 3D, the It's Tough to Be a Bug movie, and then Toy Story Mania, and Tower of Terror, and then most of your kind of small kiddie rides and thrill rides are outside. Now, the roller coaster, even in the rain, California Scream has still been running, and so has the Ferris wheel, so they must run that rain or no rain. It's just a matter of if you want to get wet or not. So tomorrow morning is early magic hours for guests that are staying at the hotel, and I'm over at the Disneyland Hotel, so you get in an hour early at Disneyland, so you can get in at 7 a.m., so I'm going to try to get up early and hit Disneyland at 7 a.m. The forecast is more rain. Unlike Florida, where it rains for 45 minutes and then you come out of an attraction and it's sunny and warm, here it seems to just, at least this time, it's just raining constantly. So that's one disadvantage, at least on this trip to California. Okay, I'm just walking out of the Wonderful World of Color.
I was down on the end in the red zone. It's a pretty good spot, but you really need to try to get towards a little more towards the middle. I was in the wet zone, which didn't matter because it was pouring rain. It's hard to see the projections because it was raining. I mean, it was really, really, really raining. But once you're in there, there's no getting out of there with thousands of people. The show is absolutely amazing. It's probably the best nighttime show I think I've ever seen. No fireworks, but it's amazing what they can do with the water and the lights and the fire effects and the projections. There's a special ending where they do a Tron overlay and they project on the roller coaster and they make it look like the grid and they project on the Ferris wheel. It's just unbelievable. Very, very, very good show. I would love to see it sometime when it's not pouring down rain. The fire was a really nice effect, and everybody cheered because it warmed everybody up for a couple seconds. So I think that's going to do it for tonight. We're heading back to the hotel, and we'll see you in the morning.